This is Here and Now. This morning in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a moment of silence, followed by the names of the 40 people who died 12 years ago today on United Flight 93.
Nicole Carol Miller. Louis J. Nackey II. Donald Arthur Peterson.
Yesterday, workers in Pennsylvania broke ground on the Flight 93 National Memorial, which will tell the story of the flight and the passengers and crew who stormed the plane's cockpit in an attempt to take control of the plane. It eventually crashed into a field in Shanksville, killing everyone on board.
The names of the people who were killed at Ground Zero in New York were also read today. Lieutenant Kevin Dowdell's name was read. He was a firefighter killed when the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapsed. Army veteran Patrick Dowdell was there to remember his father and some of the mementos of his father that were lost when Patrick's home in Breezy Point, Queens, was flooded during Superstorm Sandy last year. A lot of the families of 9/11 victims live in Breezy Point, where about 150 homes burned down during Sandy. I spoke earlier with Patrick Dowdell and asked him first if the anniversary of 9/11 is any easier for him to handle 12 years on.
I don't know if it necessarily gets any easier, but, you know, the date itself is important. But, in reality, we think about my father and we think about 9/11 every day, you know. So the date itself, as much as it has its meaning for us as a family, every day we think about him and we remember and we kind of live our lives that way.
Now, of course, this last year has been particularly difficult because of Hurricane Sandy last October, and you live in Breezy Point. Your home was flooded. You lost some of the mementos that you had of your dad. Tell us what you lost.
We had a lot of just different over the years. We had collected some different memorabilia. We'd been given, a plaque here or a little statue there. Specifically, we had a liner that was in the coffin that we used for my father's funeral, which had some stitching that just had this, obviously the dates and a fire department symbol and his name, and it was just all flooded out. So the waters came up and just kind of wiped a bunch of it away, and anything that was still down there was destroyed.
Must have been very difficult.
Yeah, the reason it's hard is because you want to be able to pass those things down the line. You want to be able to, I want my children and my brother's children someday and our grandchildren, everyone down the line, to have these things to kind of tell the story and to help, visualize for them who their grandfather or great-grandfather or, whoever it'll be to them. So they'll know and they'll remember his sacrifice and everything that he did.
And, of course, we all know that the firefighter community, especially in New York City, are a very tight-knit group. We understand that some of your dad's fellow firefighters were there for you after Sandy struck?
Yeah, absolutely. They came straight to the house and said, what can we do? What can we do to help? So the cleanup and the initial, kind of sorting through everything, it started the day after the storm, and it didn't stop. It still hasn't stopped. I still get checked in on, and guys are still helping wherever they can. And it's really because of that family, that brotherhood that the fire department is known for.
Going through these two very traumatic events, is there any similarity for you as you went through Hurricane Sandy? Did it bring back memories of 9/11?
It didn't necessarily bring back memories. The events themselves are very different.
Right.
I think the main thing that I took away from both events is just how my family in particular and my community in particular handled the events and the aftermath. So, where a lot of people, may have just not known what to do, the community itself and also, and more specifically my family, said, okay, after both events, we understand what happened. We are upset about the loss, but at the same time, what do we need to do to start moving forward? What do we need to start cleaning up? What do we need to start, you know, all the different things that come along after these events, and kind of take it in stride, pull up our boots, and you know, get on with living and everything that has to be done. So I was just very impressed with both my family, both the community, the fire department, you know, all the different things that kind of where we see a parallel between the two events that they always now just, we know how to bounce back. We've kind of learned, unfortunately, you know, for these different events, we've learned how to deal, how to cope, and how to move on.
How is Breezy Point doing now? This is, of course, an area where a lot of families of 9/11 victims live, but also where about 150 homes burned down during Sandy.
The community's it's rebuilding. You know, we're not there yet. You know, there's a myriad of different reasons why it's not 100%. But as a community, you can definitely see progress, and it's really, really good to see progress. You know, another similarity, right? So after 9/11, when you saw Ground Zero and you saw that area, it was like, how is it ever going to look the same? How is it ever going to be cleaned up? And you know, you could say the same about Breezy after the storm. You know, you see all the devastation. You see houses swept away, all these houses burnt down, and you're like, how is it ever going to look the same? And then once you see it over the next couple months, and you see it starting to progress forward, it's like, okay, we can get it back to where it was, and it'll be even better than it was before.
Do you ever go down to the World Trade Center site?
Yes, yeah, I go down from time to time, and I'll be there today with the FDNY, the New York City Fire Department's bagpipe band. We'll be playing down there. We do it every year. It's kind of it's our thing where we go down and we kind of commemorate. We share stories. It's just a good time to bring everyone together. We've over the years learned to take this this negative situation and kind of turn it into a positive. You know, the time has passed, so we're all able to kind of talk about it a little bit now. So we go down to the site. It's just like a central meeting place where everyone can remember, share their stories, and you know, we play some bagpipe music, and it's kind of a joyous occasion to celebrate the lives of those that were lost.
What would be your message to Americans who are listening to this on this 12th anniversary of 9/11?
You know, it's tough. You know, a lot of times you think, you know, someone might be so removed. You know, and as time passes, we sometimes start to forget. You know, it becomes kind of old news. But for us and for my family in particular, you know, it's still very fresh in our memory. You know, the things that brought 9/11 upon us are still very real. They're part of our everyday lives, unfortunately. So, you know, overall, it's, you know, first off, we want to learn from 9/11 and you know, kind of better protect ourselves and make sure that we're prepared for anything that might happen in the future. And then so we prepare for the future and we remember the past. So we remember the lives of the people and we pass on their lessons and their stories and then hopefully keep their memories alive, you know, as our kids grow older and start to learn about that day and what happened.
Patrick Dowdell is the son of New York firefighter Lieutenant Kevin Dowdell, who was killed in the South Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th. 2001. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bagpipes from Ground Zero today, the 12th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, partnering with businesses to provide scalable technology solutions to keep pace with growth and success at business.comcast.com.